It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth popping into. And when the weather is nice, sitting outside, looking at the world go by in North Dublin Bay is just fantastic. So pop along to the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. Now, what did we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We got a message from a lady who is a regular listener to our show. And she contacted us about something that is a major issue for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And something that is punishable in law here in Ireland.
I want to say to you before we even play this woman's message, I'm shocked by the reaction to this. As you know, we say this all the time. Before we discuss a topic, we put it up on social media, on our Facebook page generally, yeah? And to gauge reaction of what people feel. And I am shocked by the reaction of both men and women that were telling this woman, first of all, that we're making jokes about it, yeah? And then we're telling the woman just to get over it. Now, you're going to hear from Charlotte in a moment, who says, quote, "I feel violated because a man sent me a picture of his penis." And I would say over 100 people replied to this topic saying she needs to get over it, block and get over it. Now, I'm shocked at that because if a woman has a right to feel violated, yeah, and you do not have a right to tell her to get over it.
Okay. And let's have a listen to her message, yeah. Okay? Because her message clearly explains what the issue is. Her name is Charlotte. She's a regular listener to our podcast, and she sent us this message.
"Hi, guys. Love the show. I'm having a bit of a problem, and I'd really like your take on it. So I went on a date with a guy a couple of weeks ago. Actually went really well. We were swapping numbers, all of that. But after the date, he sent me an unsolicited dick pic. I kind of brushed it off, and I didn't respond. Just gave him the benefit of the doubt, but then he did it again. This time I told him straight and said it made me feel really uncomfortable, and then I blocked him. Now I'm honestly considering calling the guards, and because I feel really violated and angry, but at the same time part of me is wondering, am I overacting? Would that be too much? So I'd really love to hear what you and your listeners think, what you would do in this situation. Thank you."
Okay, so she got a dick pic, she kind of ignored it. Then he sent another one, and she told him it made her feel really uncomfortable, and she blocked him then. And she wants to know whether or not, now it is illegal to send an unsolicited dick pic, or cyber flashing is what it's actually called, is punishable under the Criminal Law Sexual Offences Act 2017. So she could go to the guards, is the point I'm making.
Now, the point I'm going to make is, for those of you who are making light of this, and by the way, your opinion matters and you're invited onto the show, but for those of you making light of this and telling her to get over it and making jokes about it, you are the very same people that if a video appeared online tomorrow of one of your so-called immigrants masturbating at a bus shelter, you would all be like, deport, deport, disgusting, pervert, send them home. And I would agree with you completely. Because to expose yourself in a public place is disgusting. So what is the difference between someone doing it at a bus shelter? We've seen so many videos popping up over the last couple of years of people running down the road with their mickeys out or masturbating in public places. It's absolutely disgusting. What is the difference? What is the difference? And one person we're going to be talking to, our friend Angry Darren, yeah, who's getting all worked up over this, saying she needs to calm down. Darren, you will be the very same person that if a video appeared showing a man walking down Grafton Street with his penis hanging out, send him home, deport him, deport him. That man is a danger.
Yeah, 100%. I agree.
What is the difference?
Okay. And the other side of this coin, she went out
you
with...
You can't tell a woman how she's feeling about this, by the way.
I'm aware of that, okay? I'm not attempting to. However,
remember the word she used. She used the word violated.
And that's fine, and I accept what she said in her message. But the first one she ignored. The second one, she wrote back to him and said, that's made me feel very uncomfortable, and she blocked him. Done. Is that not it? Done. He's blocked. Won't see him again.
But that's like saying if a man sexually assaults a woman, she should just ignore him.
No, let's be clear. He didn't sexually assault her.
But she sees it as
sees it as a violation. Yeah, no, I get that. I get that. It's not a nice thing to receive.
Yeah.
But she's blocked him now. She won't be seeing him again.
And by the way, I'm not comparing it to someone masturbating in public. Obviously, there's different extremes. But I'm saying people get violated by different things. And this woman has a right to feel violated by what he did. Yeah?
Yes, I agree. But the question ultimately is whether she takes this to the next stage of actually reporting the guy to An Garda Síochána, walking into a police station and making a formal complaint.
Yes,
I'm not arguing the fact. By law, yes, she does have a right. By law, what he did is punishable. So she could take a case against him. The guards would have to listen to her. But we're asking, really, should she go to that next step? She's already blocked him. She's already told him it made her feel uncomfortable. She's expressed the fact that she feels violated. But we're asking, would you think she would be right to go to the next step of going to the guards and making a formal complaint to An Garda Síochána about this man?
But what gives men the right
Nothing gives men the right to do it.
No, the right to think that they can do it unsolicited. Fair enough, if you're in a relationship, yeah, and it's a two-way thing and she's sending you pictures of hers and you're sending you pictures of hers, or if she requests it, if she's at home and she's horny one night, she says, send me a picture of your dick. Absolutely.
Fire ahead.
Send as many pics as you want. But this was after, remember, this was on...
After one date.
After one date. So they went out on a date together. They obviously had each other's number. And the next day, he thought it was appropriate to send a sexually graphic picture and thought it was a laugh.
Okay, but the question again we're asking is, should she take it to the next level by going to An Garda Síochána to make a formal complaint about this man for sending her two unsolicited dick pics? Our number is 085-825-2626 if you'd like to get involved. Tina.
Well, lads, listen, this woman is obviously new to the dating scene. Because this is how it works nowadays. This is like, if I was to show, I'm on off the dating sites years, and if I was to show a guard every dick pic that I got, they'd have their own personal fucking porn movie. Like, I'm not going to go into a guard and say, oh, listen, here, Roger sent me this morning, here, Michael sent me this last night. Sure, come here, they'd be so sick of fucking looking at dick pics if the whole country was to do it. Men are absolute animals these days. If she doesn't like it, come off the sites.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Fran, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Fran?
How are you doing?
Good, thanks, Fran. This lady is contemplating contacting the guards about the unsolicited dick pics that she received from this fella. Do you think she should, or do you think she's overreacting?
No, I think she's overreacting. I mean, she's a grown adult. It's all she has to do is delete the picture and block them. Like, going to the guards, you're not thinking there's enough crime going on in the country that the guards have enough on their plate without running after someone that got a photograph that she didn't like. Delete it.
Which is what she did. I don't know if she actually deleted it, because she would have to have... she'd have to have proof if she goes to the guards, so maybe she didn't delete the actual picture.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's what she should have done. Delete the picture, move on. Like, she's honest to Jesus, like, there's enough crime going on in the country for police to be coming.
The fact of the matter is that it is punishable in law to send unsolicited dick pics, basically. So she could go to the guards, and the guards would have to hear her complaint and then decide whether to take action against this man. But it is illegal to send unsolicited dick pics. Are you saying what that message said a minute ago, that this is how it works these days? Just get over it.
What I said is all she has to do is, she's a grown adult, delete, if it was sent to a child or something, I'd understand. Yeah, 100% go to the guards. She's an adult, get over it, delete the picture. The guards have enough to do. As I said, if it had been a child or someone underage, 100% go to the guards. The guards don't even come out of the station if there's a crime committed.
No, I.
So what does she think the guards are going to do? Okay, like, they're not going to do anything.
Yes, I understand the issue of getting a guard and all of that. But, like I said, she could rock into a Garda station and report this, but you think that's way over the top, is it?
I don't see any sense in it. I honestly don't see any sense in going to the guards.
Okay,
what can they do? What are they going to do? She's going to go in, they're going to take her name, they're going to give her a file number, they're going to put her behind the thing, she's never going to hear anything about it again.
Well, it is against the law, and in Ireland, cyber flashing or the act of sending unwanted sexual images online is covered under the Harassment, Harmful Communications and Related Offences Act. So it is illegal. So
I know it's illegal, but so is crime illegal. But if but you report a crime, they still don't do anything about it. So why are they going to do anything over the photograph?
But this is a crime, is the point I'm trying to make.
I know it's a crime, but do you not think, like, there's bigger crimes going on out there, people getting stabbed, people getting murdered, and they don't come out and do anything about that. So you hardly think they're going to come out over a bleeding photograph.
Okay, so even though it's illegal, you think she needs to get over herself? Even though she...
Just delete it and block them.
She said in her message that she felt violated.
Are you sure this is not a child? If she's a grown adult, no, you want to grow up.
She's a grown adult, all right, yeah. She went out on a date with this guy, and he's now sending unsolicited dick pics.
Yeah, I know. What I'm trying to say is, like, what does she want out of this? Go to the guard station. What does she think they're going to do?
Prosecute him.
And she thinks that they're actually going to prosecute him.
Well, if she pushes hard enough, they would have to, because it is against the law.
But they won't, because I'll tell you what's another crime. If kids are getting bullied, that's a crime, yeah? So I went to the guard station when my grandson was getting bullied. I went up, I made a complaint, done everything by the book. They told me there was nothing they could do about it. Never heard anything since. Done. That's a crime, and that was against a child that four kids attacked him in the school. And the guards done nothing.
Okay, but there's always going to be... You were saying that it's not a serious crime, there's more serious crimes. But you could say that about anything. You could say that about joyriding. We shouldn't punish people who joyride because there's more serious crimes, murder. There's always going to be a serious crime.
I'm not talking about joyriding. Joyriding is a serious crime.
Yeah, but so is a woman being violated by a man. It's sexual.
I know, it's sexual harassment. It's a photograph.
But it's sexual. If you had an 18 year old daughter and she came home and said that was after happening to her, you would be down at the police station straight away.
If I had an 18 year old daughter and she got a photograph like that,
you'd be down to the police station. You would.
I wouldn't be down to the police. No, I wouldn't. I'd go and find out who he is and deal with it myself. I wouldn't be going to the guards.
But why would you go down and deal? Sure, it's not a big deal if he did it.
Because the guards are not going to do anything. They are not going to do anything about it. They're going to go in and make a complaint about that. They're not going to do anything about that. It's not going to happen.
All right, stay there for one second if you can. Stay there for a second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Let me bring Sandra in on this.
Hi, how's it going? Sandy here from Adelon here. I just wanted to say that the Gardaí would not do anything about it. They would just tell her to block him. And the reason why I know all this is because I went through a legal case where somebody was taking photographs of me. I can't go too much into it. Blah blah blah. I got the Garda ombudsman down to my house and all because the Garda in my town weren't doing the job that they were supposed to do. I had a nervous breakdown. I was out of work for 3 months and everything else. So it's just letting you know the Garda will not do a bloody thing.
That's another message saying the guards won't do a thing about this. Angela, what are you annoyed about listening to this conversation?
Is he finally saying that he should just get over it and delete it, yeah?
That's exactly what she said, yeah.
But if it's her daughter, she'd bypass the guards and go down and kick the living fuck out of them.
But she never,
Bit of a hypocrite, isn't it?
She never said that, but...
what would she do? She said, I'd go down to him. What's she going to do? Go down and ask to see him, make sure it's the one, like...
I don't have to say over the radio what I would do with my 18-year-old daughter. I wouldn't be going to the guards. I deal with it myself. You don't need to know what
exactly.
I'd be doing or
you
what, my, what other people be doing. No, I would deal with it because the guards are not going to.
So you deal with it if it's your daughter, but everyone else just has to get over it.
I'm not saying get over. I'm saying the guards will not do anything about her. They're not going to do anything.
Know? I know because I've been. I know because I've been there with my grandson.
Down there with dick pics, have you?
I went down when four kids were bullying my grandson. Four against one, not a bloody bleeding picture. Do you know what I mean? A picture you can delete. He was actually attacked.
It's only a picture. Why would you go down and sit your daughter? It's only a picture. Why would you go down and deal with it?
I said I would tell her to delete the picture, block him. But if she wants them sorted out, we would sort it out ourselves.
But if
it
was
your idea, this is you want to go to the guard station.
If you're a daughter fan, you go down and deal with it. So why can't this woman deal with it?
Well, what does she want? What does she want done? The guards are not going to do anything.
How do you know that? You can't say that.
Of course I can say it because I dealt with them and they do nothing. They do nothing. So they hardly got
to do. She's
special, is she? Is she a bleeding friend of the guards or something that they're going to look after her, not look after
maybe
my grandson?
Maybe the guards. Maybe her brother's
well, maybe
the guard.
He is. But then she better off going to her dad and get her dad to sort it out. Because going to the guard station, they're not going to sort it.
If that's the way, Fran, why are you telling a woman who has had a dick pic sent to her unsolicited not to go to the guards? That's a horrible thing to do. After just sitting there and get
she's
over
a grown
it.
Adult. Did she never see a bleeding pig in her life? Did she not? Get over herself. She wasn't attacked. She's seen a bleeding
photograph. Why wouldn't you say that's your daughter? Why wouldn't you say that's your daughter? Get over
because
it.
My kids wouldn't be on the bleeding show ringing up going, oh, I got a photograph sent to me phone. Get over your bleeding grown adult. It's not a child.
Angela, let me ask you a question then. Do you think that this woman who received these unsolicited dick pics from a guy that she went on a date with should go to the guards and report it because she felt so violated?
No, I don't.
Absolutely. Your name's not Angela. Yours is Fran. Absolutely, I think that she should go to the guards. It's about time women started doing this. I'm on the dating scene. I have to put up on my profile, no dick pics. I don't want them. I don't like the look of them. No problem. Don't send them to me. And anyone that does, I've had two sent and I've blocked and deleted. But I'm telling you, the next one that does, I'm going to the guards because I'm sick of it. Women are sick of it. You're having a nice night out. You're having a nice conversation with someone. You go home and next suddenly it's a dick pic. Why?
Okay, but
who's telling men that's what women want to see?
One of the very first messages that I got that I played at the start of this podcast was from Tina. And in it, she was basically saying, look, it's the way it is today. Get over yourself, essentially.
So just because Tina thinks it's all right and get over it, that everyone else should go along with that? No. And the same with Fran, the hypocrite there. Fran, who everyone else get over it, but if it's her daughter, she'll deal with it. You know, everyone's a hypocrite out there.
Okay, so let me...
sends me a dick pic, I will actually send you a copy of the report to the Garda station.
Okay, so if it happens to you again, if somebody sends you an unsolicited dick pic, are you going to go to the guards?
Yes, I will. Yes,
you
I will.
You will report that individual to the guards.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I'm sick of it. You're chatting away online or whether you meet up or anything like that and then you go home and boom, there's a picture of an op in front of you. Go away.
No, I agree with you.
Who
I agree with you that it's
not grow up is the men that send them.
I agree with you that it has to be annoying and frustrating and whatever. But can you not do what Fran was suggesting, which is just like delete it and move on, block,
and let him do it to other people?
The fact is, Adrian, are you not listening to women? The fact is, women are saying enough is enough.
No, not all women. No, very few women are actually saying it at the moment.
No, you'd be very...
Of the calls we have had,
we won't.
Angela's the first one to say.
No, we won't get one woman to say, I enjoy getting dick pics sent to me by men. Not one woman will say that, so don't be making that up.
No, I didn't say that.
The point that Angela is
Jeremy, I'm not saying that women enjoy getting them. The conversation we're having is, should this lady take it to the next level? And Angela has just said if she gets one more dick pic, she will go to the guards.
That's a right.
But I don't believe that there are many women like that. They may not enjoy getting them.
Like what?
That would go to the guards over a dick pic.
But men need to...
Do you know why? Do you know why, Adrian? Because the people like you who say delete it and get over it.
I didn't say that.
Who would make... No, But you're making light of it.
No, I'm not.
I have not said anything of the sort.
You're an enabler, Adrian. You're an enabler.
Shut up, Jeremy. I've never said anything of the sort. No. Don't put words into my mouth.
No,
I merely regurgitated what Fran said, and I'm regurgitating the comments that are coming in. I have not.
So you're agreeing with? No, are you agreeing with Fran?
I have not said I agree with Fran.
Do you agree with Fran?
I understand how frustrating it must be to receive dick pics.
I wouldn't use the word frustrating. It's not for
annoying. Aggravating.
Yeah, but go on, put the bus in there, Adrian.
But I'm asking. No, I'm not even commenting. I'm saying.
Do you agree that every woman should go to the guards?
Yes.
Adrian, do you agree a woman should go to the guards if she gets a picture like that?
If it's one or two, no. If it persists, then yes. Okay. If a woman says to a man, let's say she'd replied to that guy and said, please don't say, she said after the first one, she did nothing. Okay. But had she replied and said, please don't send me pictures like that again. And then he persisted after she told him, this is not for me. I don't want them. I don't like them. And then he persisted. Then, yes, she should go to the guards.
But what Angela's saying, Adrian, you're not listening to women. What Angela and a lot of women are saying is that.
By the way, Jeremy, where are these a lot of women? They're nowhere to be seen.
Okay.
Nobody is commenting saying
what I'm saying.
I would go to the guards except Angela.
A lot of men. Did you hear the first message that was played saying that if you're on the dating scene nowadays, this is standard?
Yes.
That they send to. So men are now in a position where they think it's okay and acceptable to do this. And maybe it's going to take a situation where a fella, like the way 10 years ago, it was acceptable, it was socially acceptable for men to do, what was it, upskirting. I used to see it in the club all the time.
No, it was never acceptable.
It was socially acceptable because there was no law against it because men were getting away with it. Yes, it was. Men all over the place were taking photographs of women in short skirts and sending them to their friends. That was the thing 10, 15 years ago. Now that's illegal and it's frowned upon and it's seen as disgusting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when someone needs to be made an example of, Angela does not deserve to be sent a pic.
I'm not arguing that point. All I'm arguing is where you draw the line. And Angela, you've clearly said you draw the line after one picture. If you get one more.
I draw the line when I put it up on my profile, no dick pic, and I get sent one.
Okay. All right. Stay there for a second,
That's
Angela.
That's where I draw the line.
All right. Hang on there for a second. Our number is 085-825-2626. Neil.
Just block them. Just block them. Like, the Gardaí, they won't be looking for DNA if you send a dick pic to them. It'll be PNA. No, just block them. Just block them. The man is delusional. People that do that, I believe, I could be wrong. I think there's something wrong with people that do that. Maybe it's just me age. I don't know. I'm 55. Cheers, lad. Tell us to just block them. End of it.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Pauline, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Pauline?
I'm great. How's everyone?
Good, thanks, Pauline. What did you want to say on this? Should this lady go to the guards to report a man who sent her two dick pics?
Firstly, I think the biggest mistake she made there was after the first picture, she didn't reply to him.
I agree with you, and I just said that a moment ago, and she didn't.
In his head, he was probably like, oh, she didn't say no, but she didn't comment. I'll send another one to get a reaction. Is it right? No, it's wrong. It's happened in 20, 30 years. I've been on dating sites for years back in the day. If you go online looking for dates, unfortunately, this shit happens. And to Angela, if she's still there, the worst thing that you can actually put on your profile is no dick pics, because that's a massive, you're going to have the clowns out there that are going to deliberately send it. Going to the guards after that, look.
Okay, and Angela, let me just go back to what I was saying before the break. Had she replied and said, please don't send one of these again, I don't like them,
you shouldn't have to. In the same way when a woman is in...
Shouldn't have to.
Yeah, when a woman is in a nightclub, Adrian, and I used to work in a certain nightclub, and so did you, where this was rampant, where fellas would just go up and touch women's arses. Remember that club
we worked in? I do.
A woman shouldn't have to walk into a nightclub and go around to every man in the nightclub saying, by the way, I just want to let you know, I'm wearing a short skirt, but do not touch my arse. It's a given.
This is slightly different. This is slightly different, okay?
Yeah,
it's not, Adrian, because Why didn't he reply with, well, what do you think of that? He didn't think to do that. He sent another one.
But as Pauline just said, he and his warped little mind, and again, I'm not excusing him doing this, but in his warped little mind, he probably thought, oh, she didn't tell me to piss off. And this is exactly what Pauline just said. He didn't tell me to piss off. She didn't tell me to piss off. I'd send her another one.
You see, when you're going to get a kick up the arse when the guards arrived in.
When you're dealing with men like this online, they're like, it's like a conveyor belt of fucking options when you're using dating sites. And men are like fucking tomcats. Do you know, they're the warriors behind the keypad. They think they can do this. It's not all right. It's wrong. I'm not saying that.
So why not call them out on it?
But what's going to happen? Like, you can text them and say, you fucking idiot or whatever. But really, realistically, what's going to happen? Like, and you know, I don't want to get...
They can be prosecuted for it.
Isn't that what that law...
You see, this is what I'm saying. It's people who think this is hilarious. And it's people who go, ask her, just block us. Ask her, that's grand. That's why women won't report it, because they're lying.
Okay, let me put it to you, Pauline, that if there were a case that went to court of a man, and we all were reporting on it, of a man who is being convicted for sending an unsolicited dick pic, do you not think that that would make men think twice about ever doing it again?
That would, but I mean, like, in this day and age, like, everyone has a fucking title on their head. Everyone's offended, everyone's violated, everyone's this, like...
Pauline, the point I was making was, would it not send out a message if there was even a test case and a guy got prosecuted for this? Would that not stop men in their tracks?
It may or may not, but I mean, it's going to always happen. It's like, you know, I'm going to change the subject a little bit here. Give me one right a man has that a woman hasn't. You can't. So, like, this whole fucking, you know, the world is gone. Somebody locks it in winks. I'm offended. Do you know, like, just fucking, you're a grown-ass woman. Pull up your big girl's pants and fucking, if it was a bit fucking wanking or something like that, yes, that's a bit more, you know, extreme. And somebody in the comments said that, you know, it's the same thing as somebody whipping their lad out in public. It's not really, because in public you could be exposing yourself to a child or to whoever. In a text-to-text situation, it's a private conversation. The fucking idiot sent her a picture. Do you know what I mean?
I can't hear both of you at the exact same time. Angela, this isn't about somebody sending something to a child that has been opened by a child.
No, it's not. But what I am going to say is, what about a single mother who is sitting at home, gets up, goes out, been chatting to someone, her child picks it up, and he sends a dick pic?
That's a different, completely different conversation.
It's a completely different conversation. No. He is sending a dick pic that he wasn't asked for to a phone, and a child could be sitting.
Okay, Pauline, I want to ask you a question. What do you make of what Angela said a couple of minutes ago, that the next time she receives an unsolicited dick pic, that's it, she's going to the guards?
Well, if it's constantly happening, of course, you have every right to do that. But I mean, like, I'm not putting blame on anyone, but after that lassie got the first picture, that's when she should have took action. Blocked him, she knew what kind of person he was, and stopped it. The fact that she didn't, and in his head, this is him now, not her, he thought, well, she didn't say stop sending them. Unfortunately, he's going to do it again, thinking it was okay. Do you know, as women in today's society have to be literal with men, unfortunately. We have to say no straight away on top. If we don't reply straight away or don't have a response, they think it's okay. Should we have to do that? No, we shouldn't. But this is just how the fucking world is.
And Angela, in fairness, that's not what that lady did. She did not reply at all to the first one, so she didn't tell him to...
It's not up to a woman to tell a man how to behave. It's up to him to know how to behave.
What?
She shouldn't have to. She should not have to.
She's a one.
The onus is not on her.
You're saying two or three, Adrian.
I agree. I'm not arguing that he shouldn't have sent any. I'm arguing with the fact that she should have written back to him and said, piss off, don't send me pictures like that again. I don't like them. I don't want them. And then, if he persisted, then maybe do something about it.
It doesn't matter how many he sends. One is one too many. That's what I'm saying. You said, oh, if he sent two or three, then go to the guards. No, one. And that woman, Pauline, turn around and saying, oh, we're, you know what I mean, everyone's moaning now and everyone's great. No, I'm sorry. Not when it comes to something like this.
All right,
no.
stay there
and
for a second.
It's about time women stood up.
Okay,
it's
that's
about
fair,
time
that's
women
fair
stood up and said no.
Okay, and you will, the next time you get an unsolicited dick pic, you will be going to the guards.
Yeah.
We've just been contacted by Charlotte there. Do we have time to read out the mail? Do we wait till the break there?
No, I'll read it out now. Yeah. This is a message that just came in to us from Charlotte, who's the lady whose message we played at the very start of this, the lady with the English accent.
Yeah, and by the way, she wasn't chickening out. She did want to come on, but the restaurant that she works in, she was supposed to be on the evening shift, and they changed her to the early shift, and we wanted to do this topic today. So that's a long-winded way of telling that's why she can't come on.
Okay.
But she did want to come on, and she was well able to.
And she is listening.
Point.
Okay, so here's what she said in her message. Hi, it's Charlotte here. Would love to come on, but in work. It's so disheartening hearing people defend this predator. Your ignorant callers have convinced me I'm right to go to the Gardaí, which I will be doing after my shift. Keep up the podcast. Now, you obviously are delighted to hear that, Angela, that she is going to go to the guards.
Absolutely, because as I said, people are laughing at this. That's why I put the comment up earlier on. I know sometimes it's jokey, but people are literally taking the piss out of her going, oh, put on your big girl pants and just get over it. Why? Why should women just have to put up with this?
Stay with me for a second, Angela. I want to bring in Mark on this.
I had a woman who I hadn't even been on a date with send me an unsolicited picture. I'm in a relationship, so I didn't appreciate it. I just blocked her and moved on. This woman's feelings are valid, but it's a waste of already overstretched police resources to be going over with something like this. You just move on.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Gloria, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Gloria?
I'm good, okay.
A lot of people are saying that this lady needs to get over herself, needs to just move on and not go to the guards. What's your view on this?
Well, first of all, I would like to say that if you're on a date and say you have to expect all sorts, you know, from some men, like they expect something sometimes. But, like, she was out on a date on him. Why didn't she kind of talk to him and trying to suss him out and get to know him, see what kind of a person? It's very important. Don't give your information or your address around. Like, that's very important. Also, I want to say, if you sent her a picture, you know, if that was me, I'd think of the funny side of it and send them something from Google to him, just to be funny. But I would also block him as well because it's not very nice. You know, she had to be out on a date with him. And maybe she enjoyed the company and she wasn't expecting what he was going to send her. But I wouldn't go to the guards now. I wouldn't give him any of my information. It's very important that people don't, because you don't know the repercussions of these fellas.
Okay, but obviously they had exchanged numbers and whatever because they went on a date together. But you're saying just to more or less saying get over it as well.
No, I'm not saying, I'm not just saying get over it. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that people have to be very careful on these dating sites because you don't know who you're meeting. You don't know who you're
following. No, I agree with you. I just don't like dating sites at all. I've always been very wary of them. But as regards this lady going to the guards,
I'll tell you the truth. I wouldn't go to the guards. I would just actually say, I'm not very happy with it. No, I wouldn't even do that. I'd actually be the funny type of person and send up something for the internet. And he'd probably think I am transvestite or something, just to be funny with him. And then I would actually block him, you know. That's what I would do. And if I seen him coming near me any other time, then I would go to the guards and be, you know.
Okay, now, again, I don't want this guy to be made out to be an absolute raving sex lunatic.
No. No, some young flits can be like that nowadays. They think it's funny. Oh, you know, real shy on the date. And then you say, oh, would you like this is what we could do. Like, you know what I mean? I know what you're saying.
So when you hear somebody like Angela saying if she gets one more dick pic, she is going to the guards, what do you think of that?
Well, it'd be different if it was from the same person all the time. But yeah, like I said, if she wants to go to guards, she's entitled to go. But what I'm saying is, if it was the same person all the time, well, then, yeah, I would. I'd be very weary of him.
But if it was a one-off, or in this case, two pictures, and then she blocked him, you don't think she should go to the guards at that point?
Well, if you sent her two of them now, I really would say something to him. But if you sent one, I would actually block him. But what I'm saying is, if you kept sending him, I'd be kind of weary of him, you know.
Okay, so Angela, basically what Gloria is saying is, if somebody is persistent, then yes, maybe go to the guards, but not for a first offence, essentially.
As you said, it's going to take somebody going to the guards to actually get them to stop. That's the biggest thing about this, you know. Let's get a court case out there. Let's get somebody prosecuted for doing it, so they'll stop doing it. Now, if somebody asks for it, no problem. Send them all on all you want. But if you don't ask for it, stop sending them.
Though it is against the law, and it is, and let's be perfectly clear about that. As Sean just said in our comments, and I tend to agree with him, I don't think the Gardaí would do anything for a one-time picture. In other words, he believes that the guards would act if it was a persistent thing.
Well, the guards have to act within the law. The guards have to act within the confines of the law.
They have to act on it. They've broken the law. They can't turn around and say, we won't do anything. He's going to get a caution. He's going to get spoken to. You know, you can't just turn around and say, nah, we won't do anything about that. Not at all, because I can tell you, if it's me and I go down with that kind of thing, I will go the whole way. I will go the whole way with it.
All right,
I'll go to the ombudsman if I have to.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to go to Trevor. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Steady, boys and girls.
Good, Trevor. What do you want to say on this?
Well, 4-6-4-6, I don't know what the fuck topic Jeremy and Angela are facing 2-7. Hey, you won't say you agree with any of this.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't.
I think they need to take a fucking chill pill, especially the Angela one. She just loves shouting over people. But anyway, let's get on with this, Adrian. Adrian, I have a lad who works for me, big Polish lad, building a shipwreck house, and I have a girl in the office, right? And I'm going to give you two of the same kind of stories here, okay? She gets, now she's on all these sites, the dating sites, the Tinder and all that shit, right? She gets dick pics all the time. And you know how she handles it?
Go on.
She sends back either laughing emojis. Sorry, I had to clear this whatever before I told you this. She sends back laughing emojis, or she'll get sarcastic and say, it's not big enough, I'll see you again. Or she will send a dick pic back saying, oh my God, it's almost the size of mine.
Let me just stop you there for a second.
Sorry, what was that last one? Oh my God, it's almost the size of mine.
Yeah. Okay,
let me just stop you there, Trevor. Not all women, this is obviously a ballsy woman who doesn't get offended by these things. Not all women will take it that way, okay? And just because the girl you work with is probably a bit feisty and she's able to take it that way, don't think
I'm
that,
well aware, Jeremy, that the snowflakes out there are, oh my God, he sent me a dick pic. And Jeremy,
sorry,
by the way, it's sexual harassment, not a sexual violation.
I've been talking to Angela for years on this podcast. Angela's no snowflake. That woman's as hardy as fuck. But you're literally telling Angela that you're telling her not to be offended by something she's offended by.
I would take it over and just block them. Yeah, now, can I give you the male side of it? Sorry, before you, Angela, start trying to talk off me, can I give you the male side of it? Right, the lad who works for me went out on a date with a girl, right? Now, agent, there's no word of a lie, right? Mm-hmm. Went out on a date with a girl. 2 hours after he dropped her off, she basically sent him a video. She was bollock naked on her bed, doing everything to her and saying, hey, babe, do you want to come back for this? Now, if you report that to the guards, what do you think the guards would say? Did you go back? That's what they'd say.
Because of men like you.
Oh, here we go. Men like me. Come on, tell me how I'm a bad guy. Come on.
Yeah, you are.
Okay,
yeah,
tell
you
me.
Are saying that the guards would laugh at it. The guards would laugh at it.
I'm nearly sure the guards would ask him, did he go back?
So now it's the guards would too, you're nearly sure.
You know all the guards. You know all the guards, Amanda. You tell me what they'd do.
they'd take down the number, they'd investigate it, and they'd either prosecute him or give him a warning.
Right, anyway, this is the standard for 2025, Angela. You do realise that, yeah? Because if you think for one
they
second
do.
That this is not
so
happening
why,
to
so
everybody,
why should women have to put
every
up
gender,
with it?
No, just, all I said was block them. I didn't say put up with it, I said block them, didn't I?
Yeah, but that's
I never said put up with it. Angela, don't try and put words in my mouth just because you're upset over getting a dick pic. Get over yourself, right?
You said get over it. You said get over
yeah,
it.
I said get
ago.
Over it. I said block it. Get
yeah,
over
so
it. Block
that's
it.
Same,
that's what I said.
That's the same thing. Get over it.
Right.
Get over it and put up with it are the same thing.
No, no, not really. No, because
oh,
if I said
really.
Put up with
yeah,
it, that
no,
would mean don't block it and just accept it to keep coming. I didn't say that, did I? See, you're twisting shit, Angela.
No,
don't try and twist shit.
Let me ask
right?
you a question here,
come on,
Trevor.
Angela,
let me
save
ask
the topic, okay? Come on, ask
okay,
me a question.
Trevor, yeah, yeah. You're
yeah.
against drugs, aren't you?
I'm against drugs.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go, off topic. So go ahead, Jeremy 2.0.
Yeah, off topic. It's against the law to do drugs, isn't it? Do you think that the guards should just turn around and go, no, off you go. Sure, listen, there's your child doing drugs, get over it.
Well, I've actually seen lads on the street smoking joints and a guy's driving straight by. So
okay, Trevor, can
that's
I...
No, that's not what I'm saying, Trevor.
Trevor,
you
I've...
Told,
same
you
thing,
said,
Angela.
You pick your child
sorry,
out.
Sorry, Adrian, go ahead, Adrian.
Trevor,
Adrian.
You believe that this isn't the biggest offence in the world and that anybody who receives an unsolicited dick pic should get over themselves, delete and block.
Do you know what I would say would be a bit of more of an offence, Adrian? If you grabbed the helmet down and unzipped and said, look at it, look at it. He didn't do that. Sent it into a private chat to her. And Jeremy, by the way, your earlier comparison of a fella walking down the street waving around, fucking ridiculous comparison.
No. No, it's actually not.
No, it's not.
No, so there's no difference between hundreds of people on the street possibly seeing this instead of a single person
okay.
on their WhatsApp.
Exposing yourself, whether digitally or in real life, is the exact same thing as far as I'm concerned.
No.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
not
yeah.
Not
yeah.
where there could be kids around and all, no?
Trevor, you
don't see the difference
send them off and say you agree
I
with
actually
it.
Don't, Angela. You think they're the most fucking stupidest
do.
Thing going because no woman on this
do.
Planet thinks it's an attractive thing.
Oh, I say you like to take pictures of your little weenie.
Oh, Angela,
Angela, he just said...
You're so fucking pathetic.
He just said he thinks they're pathetic. She thinks it's a ridiculous, stupid thing for a guy to be doing. No woman like...
Adrian, who wants
a
picture out there? Because it's either going to end up in a friend group or it's going to end up on the internet and you're going to become the joke. Like, why would you send shit like that? I don't get it. And Adrian, by the way, we still haven't addressed the fact that the lad who works with me got a full-on video of a girl masturbating saying, come on back to me, baby.
And
so it's not just girls who get this.
Yeah, no, it's not just guys. But he has every right. And in fairness, Keith on Facebook there as well said, if a girl send me a picture of her tits, should I go to the guards? Well, Keith,
yes.
that is your right to go
that's
to the guards. No, if you...
Nobody's denying that, Jeremy, but do you think you'll be taking that serious?
No.
Not a hope
but
fucking hell.
No, but he has the right to go to the guards, but if he doesn't, if he's turned on by and he wants to pull the plum off himself to the photograph, that is his right as well. So it's up to him. It's him that's either being violated or feels that he hasn't been violation. It's not.
How are you being violated? It's not a violation. It's harassment, Jeremy. Get your words right. Come on.
Oh, you're getting caught up on a word here, are you?
Well, we're getting caught up on a lot of things here. Angela seems to be twisting shit into her.
Okay, again, Trevor, you're saying, stop sending dick pics. Women don't want them. But if you do get one, just block them and delete the picture. That's really
block
what you're saying.
Reply with a sarcastic comment or send back, like what the girl does in mind. Send a dick pic back saying, oh my God, it's almost as big as mine. And you know what? If he's not into that, he'll fucking run for the hills.
Well, not every woman is...
And he won't contact you again.
Not every woman is as baldy and as...
Yeah, I know the snowflakes aren't like that, Jeremy, but they need to get over themselves.
Good to talk to you as always, Trevor and Angela. Thanks very much indeed for your comments. This is Declan.
How are you, Adrian and Jeremy? Enjoying the topic. Good topic. I just think a woman should just block them and like I noticed that you are talking about dick pics, yeah? But what about say if we got a woman sent me a picture of her, you know what? I just block. I wouldn't go down to the guards. So, and plus the guards wouldn't even do that. They'd just probably laugh at her, you know what I mean?
All right, thanks very much indeed for your message, Declan.
Can I just say, because it's very important to get this point across, and I know you don't mean it literally,
Declan. But the guards will not laugh at any woman who goes to the Garda station to complain about either sexual harassment or sexual misconduct. They will take that very, very seriously. And to any woman listening, don't be afraid to go to the guards, because the guards are professional, mostly, and they will deal with that. If it was a woman, they'd send a band guard out to talk to you and stuff. So don't ever feel that the guards are going to laugh in your face if you go and say that you've been harassed.
Let me bring in Cian.
Recording log. Send voice.
Hi, Adrian. Hi, Jeremy. Hope you're enjoying the lovely weather. I have to say, that was absolutely not acceptable, what that man did. But one thing I will say is, did he get her consent? If he didn't get her consent, then he's a right bastard. Then, absolutely, then he should be really reported to the guards. Then. So, yeah, let's just want to ask that. Did he get her consent? If not, has every right to do something about it. Then, you know, yourself, great topic, lads. Talk to you soon.
All right, Cian, thanks very much indeed. And no, she didn't give her consent is the answer to that. Jess.
Why didn't she just block him if it made her feel so uncomfortable? Should have blocked him the first time. I'm sorry, but you're making a mountain out of a molehill. If you had blocked him after the first time you sent one, you wouldn't have gotten the second one. So you don't get to blame, only yourself, and you want to go to the guards. Nothing will be done. Absolutely nothing will be done. Are you serious? They'll just say, yeah, we'll take a note of it, and then they'll put it in the back of the door, and it will never be seen again. For sure, look at all the fucking paedophiles that get to walk out scot-free. You think someone's going to get done for a dick pic? I would go away with that. Oh, just block, delete, move on, and laugh about it.
Laugh about it, says Jess.
Again, the guards will not laugh about anybody that makes
a formal complaint. Yeah, of course.
Obviously, if you go in and say you're after being sexually assaulted by your cat, they're going to laugh about something like that. But they're not going to laugh about something like that. But you are right. There are people found with child porn on their photograph that walk free. And nobody suggests, I don't think he should be locked up. I don't think anybody thinks your man should be locked up for the dick pic. I don't think even Charlotte wants him locked up. But just a little warning to say, lads, we need to change the narrative here. Sending dick pics is no longer acceptable. It's no longer acceptable to take photographs of women's short skirts when they're out on a night out, and it's no longer acceptable to send a picture of a dick. Women don't want the pics.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next one.